Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, the subjects are improving your mood if you're having a bad day, having difficult conversations with someone you love, and finally, making changes to your life. So, let's start. The first one we're going to talk about today is improving your mood if you're having a bad day. This year has been rather a roller coaster, hasn't it? So many people I've spoken to recently have related to me about their mood being rather changeable on a day-to-day basis. And that's not surprising because many people are finding difficulty with their mood right now. It's true to say that life is very different than it was before, and recent events with the coronavirus pandemic, then lockdown, and now changes to our daily lives longer term will need to be assimilated by each and every one of us. Some of us will remain positive and upbeat most of the time, try to look on the brightest side of life and manage quietly day to day with small blips in mood. Others of us will find some days rather a struggle, feeling depleted of energy and having a bad day more often. Bad days may happen to you, days when you feel miserable and not quite your usual self. At times like this, it's so important not to feel bad about it. Feeling miserable is nothing to be ashamed of. It's a perfectly natural feeling to have. So, what do you do when you have a day like this? Some people will accept it and have a duvet day and just watch the telly. Each of us knows what makes us individually feel better in ourselves. It's such a personal thing, isn't it? You might feel that you don't know what to do, however, there are other things you can do to help improve your day. There are many theories about how to help yourself when you feel down in the dumps, so here are a few tips that may help you. One thing I find that helps so much is going outside into the natural world, absorbing the sounds, the sights, the smells around me, even when the human world is fraught, fast and frantic. Nature never fails to improve my mood and make me feel lighter somehow. Nature is a healer. Another thing you could do is talk to a friend. A chat with a friend may enable you to get back on track. If you don't have a friend to chat to at the time, there are other people who can chat with you. The Samaritans on 116 123 are very good listeners and the call is free. You could try breathing and relaxation. Now, I say breathing, I'm not being flippant about that, but breathing deeply and consciously can help. If you focus on inhaling joy and exhaling negativity for a few minutes and concentrate on feeling better, this will help improve your well-being in the long run. You might, on the other hand, prefer a bit of relaxation, such as yoga or Tai Chi instead. Whatever works for you, just do it. Or you could listen to music that raises your spirits and moves your soul. Why not create a playlist of music ready for such times? It's a great idea to be prepared for such an eventuality, isn't it? Another helpful thing is to write yourself a few notes about what you're grateful for. Look for not only the big things, but the little, sometimes inconsequential things. Remember, little things mean a lot. Many years ago, an elderly lady said that phrase to me, and I say it to myself every single day. Little things mean a lot. When you get out of bed every morning, put your mindset into a positive way as you can, and then switch your mind to what makes you feel good, as this will help shape your day. And at the end of every day, reflect on what your day has been like. Acknowledge the negative things, but don't dwell on them. Focus on the positive aspects instead. Coming up next, we'll be having difficult conversations with someone you love. The second subject today is having difficult conversations with someone you love. In recent times, you may have found yourself spending more time than usual with those you love. This may be a novelty at first, but as time wears on in this current climate we're in, tensions may appear and communication may break down to the point that normal conversation and enjoyable discussions just aren't there. Difficult, isn't it? The reasons for this could be a myriad of things. Emotions, worries about employment, housing, finances, recent global events, ongoing problems as a result of that. Something you can try is constructive communication. You may not have heard of this, or indeed you may call it something else. It's about each person being aware of how you feel and responding to each other, and it's a positive way to address difficult situations when a conversation might be so difficult to articulate to your loved one. Essentially, using constructive communication is about addressing problems whilst preserving a positive relationship with someone. So let's have a look at how you can communicate constructively. Ask questions and actively listen. It's incredibly important to invite a response to questions by using open ones. It might be really difficult to not interrupt or become defensive, but listen well and reflect back to them what they're saying. That shows you've heard them and they'll be more willing to listen to you then. Imagine yourself in the other person's situation and consider how you might feel in the same place. Try to see their point of view too and be respectful. Be aware of the words you use to describe how you feel. Be non-judgmental and gentle. Think about your body language. Keep it open. Disclose your issues, your emotions and your concerns in a calm way. And that helps to reduce confrontation a little too. Don't bring up past issues if you can help it. Sticking to the 48-hour rule is helpful. So if it happened more than 48 hours ago and you didn't tell the person or discuss it with them, let it go. If you're feeling cross, it's so important to discuss things in a healthy way. So here is a quick 4-step way to do that. Firstly, stop. Breathe. Maybe take a short break and have a walk. Secondly, think. After you feel a little better, think about what made you feel so cross. Think about how to talk about it calmly. Thirdly, talk to the other person calmly and explain what made you feel cross. And finally, remember to listen properly. Don't interrupt the other person when they talk and try hard not to be defensive. Constructive communication is a great skill to use when chatting about all sorts of things. Give it a try, and above all, remember, finding a solution that gives both people a better outcome is important rather than winning. Effective communication is not about how well you deliver a message, but rather about how well your message is received. Coming up next, making changes to your life. Now for a lighter discussion. How about making changes in your life as a topic? Do you ever make to-do lists and never finish them? Do you want to make changes in your life? I reckon we all recognise those two sentences. How many times have we as individuals wanted to make changes to improve the quality of our lives? Perhaps these were little changes, or they could have required huge decisions to be made. Whatever changes you're wishing to make, these require an element of planning, don't they? For some people, to-do lists are a fact of daily life. However, some people prefer to just go for it and jump in headfirst, sort of throwing caution to the wind and stepping out of their comfort zone. Personally, I'm more of a list maker. Speaking to a dear colleague some time ago, I realised that my to-do list needed a serious revamp, as I always had the might-do things on them too. Now I keep my to-do list on the must-dos only. It's given me more freedom to change my life and be more spontaneous. Taking a break from the norm gives you a new perspective on life, doesn't it? How about casting aside your to-do list and allowing yourself to be more spontaneous? Allow yourself to enjoy new things and maybe stop being such a creature of habit. So, how can you make changes in your life? How about starting off with the little things to begin with? During lockdown, some people have been able to do a lot of things they always wanted to do but never had the time to do. Are you one of those people, perhaps? Here are some tips on making such changes in a small way. Recently, we've not been able to see friends and meet for coffee or a meal. Instead, we've been catching up with people using technology or the telephone instead, rather than meeting them. Being virtual, it's not the same at all, is it? But it's the best option we had at the time. How about calling your friend and arranging to meet them for a socially distanced coffee on the beach, or even a nice picnic somewhere scenic? Connecting with others is so important. Humans are social animals. Often, we go to places on autopilot, as it were. Do you always go the same route? Do you vary it? Now that it's allowed to travel about locally, how about trying a new route to wherever you're going? Just for a change. You may see new things, inspire yourself to add something else to your to-do list, or it might encourage you to alter the way you look at your daily routines, for example. A new outlook will add richness to your day, and these moments should be savoured and enjoyed. Have you always wanted to have a go at something but felt like something's holding you back? Maybe you've not been sure if you could or should do something specific, and you felt like just doing it. For example, going horse riding when you've not done it for years, or maybe jumping out of a plane. How about booking yourself on a taster session if one is available? It'll give you a clearer insight into whatever you might fancy doing. I tried to learn to crochet for many years and hadn't had a great deal of success. So when a friend suggested I go to a learn how to crochet weekend, I went through the could I, should I phase, then I just went for it. I'm not saying it was an easy process, but over a period of 2 days, I learned to crochet properly this time, and I'm very proud of myself for that. Did you buy a book to read and never actually read it yet? Is it loitering on your bookshelf waiting for you? Why not go and remove it from the bookshelf right now and start reading it today? The hoovering can always wait till a bit later. Empower yourself to have some me time and start to enjoy your book. It's all about finding rewarding experiences and adding richness to your life. Even little changes can make a difference, so give it a try. You may be very surprised at the outcome. Indulge your curiosity. Who knows where it may take you? Join me, Kitty, for more healthy conversation next week. Until then, take care and stay well.